The Guru and the Chela by the Ascended Master Kutumi, July 1954. Chela. Beloved Master, it is my understanding that the balance we can render to life for the more than ordinary assistance received from the Masters is to spread the understanding of the spiritual law to other people. Is this true? Guru. Blessed Chela, it is truly the just and fair consciousness that realizes that for blessings received, there must be equal or greater blessings given. It is to be regretted that so many earnest students feel that the very attitude of receptivity to the Master's instructions is cause for commendation. Rather, are they the debtors to the beloved brothers and sisters who have forsworn happy freedom in higher realms to remain and invest their energies, their life, their love, in illumining the benighted consciousness of mankind. Beloved Master, the members of the Great White Brotherhood volunteer to invest their momentums of faith, wisdom, love, and healing in mankind. How can those of us so blessed as to have received their loving counsel, protection, and assistance best spread this understanding, particularly to orthodox-minded individuals? Blessed Chela, many are the ways and means by which each individual Chela may voluntarily dedicate a portion of his energies, substance, and developed momentum of consciousness to the forwarding of the evolution of the race. It requires, first, extreme honesty in the consciousness of the Chela, who appraises his own worth, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. Such a Chela, upon self-examination, sees wherein he can presently be of practical benefit to the development of interest in the will of God. Such present talents are immediately pressed into the work of the moment. At the same time, the Chela determines within himself to develop through individual application a more mature, dependable, illumined consciousness and set of vehicles to offer to the Master. He engages upon a course of spiritual self-discipline and self-purification, meanwhile not neglecting the many opportunities at hand to lend his presently available store of energies and substance to the development of the greatest good in the current cosmic moment. Many good Chelas while away a lifetime awaiting a cosmic summons, passing the golden door of opportunity with never a glance at the practical service this goddess holds in her hopeful hands for the present development of the Master's endeavors. Beloved Master, how can a student wisely determine how much actual service should be rendered to the Brotherhood and how much service to one's own development? How much obligation to family should be sacrificed to this end? Blessed Chela, the Chela who accepts the obligation of more than ordinary instruction, counsel, and assistance from the Great White Brotherhood automatically obligates himself to balance that blessing with a proportionate share of impersonal universal service for the progression of the race into greater perfection. No one requires of any man that he apply at the fount of knowledge, but if he drinks thereof, his obligation to life is to use the knowledge received for the blessings of the race. He must in wisdom adjust his personal affairs and individual obligations in a harmonious manner, pursuing the middle way. However, the Chela who reaches out his hand and accepts the friendship and life of the Masters, and then returns to use that energy only in the development of his individual personal world, will sooner or later cut himself off from the greater release from above. Beloved Master, is it then impossible for individuals with family ties to pursue the spiritual path as a conscious Chela? Blessed Chela, no, it is not impossible, but the initiations for such an one are more difficult. The Chela thus engaged in developing a family unit must use that unit as a working ground wherein he may establish harmony, peace, purity, love, cooperation, and spiritual illumination within his small sphere of influence. Then, by reason of his very testing, trying, and training, he becomes a powerful force for good in his community, and a conductor through which the masters on occasion may pour their more than ordinary radiation in times of crisis. Beloved Master, how can one best bring the understanding of the masters into one's family and to the attention of one's friends? Is this accepted as a balance for spiritual instruction? Blessed Chela, the bringing of light, harmony, peace, purity, and balance into one's home and circle of friends is certainly a partial balance for instruction received. The very best way to do this is by example. Individuals who are close to you will notice and respect the silent mastery you achieve in the controlling of the energies of your physical and inner bodies, whereas the catapulting of words at them stirs the rebellions of the centuries toward truth in any guise. I do not counsel propagation of the faith in the family unit through verbal instruction until the life lived by the Chela invokes inquiry from those who will respond to radiation as surely as the flowers respond to the light of the sun. Beloved Master, to spread the understanding of the masters through placing of literature in auspicious places would seem a service of merit. Blessed Chela, true. Remember, however, that the spiritual applications preceding the distribution of the literature will carry a full 80% of the efficacy of the seeds thus sown. The blessing of the printed word and the invocation of the Holy Christ selves of those who should benefit by it to joyously receive and cooperate with such instruction yields a mighty harvest. Too many students neglect the powerhouse which lies within the invocation of the presence of God in their endeavor to accomplish works of merit. Beloved Master, how can we best overcome the prejudices of the orthodox consciousness? Blessed Chela, again, by example. There is no teacher like manifest works. When you have what the world wants, the world will beat a pathway to your door. Proceed to develop the powers of healing, of precipitation, and see the truth in this statement. I counsel that with all thy getting, however, you call for wisdom, balance, humility, protection, and Herculean strength and energy. You will need them, because when the surging tides of mankind, intent upon receiving the gifts and the proceeds of the gifts you draw forth, but not eager to learn the scientific law by which you attained, seek you out, and seek you out they will. It will require all of your spiritual strengths to stand by the unwritten law that governs the hierarchy. The way to enjoy the fruits is to learn how to plant and nourish the tree.